transmission begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
With your host, Gemini.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Omega Podcast. This week we had the top 12 coming at you with songs from the year of their birth. It is also mentioned that all proceeds from the iTunes downloads this week will help the relief efforts of the earthquake to hit Japan. So get out there and get your download on and let's raise some money. First thing I noticed about tonight's show is Casey Abrams is out of the hospital, as I mentioned last week that he was in there during the results show. First up, we had Naima Adiapo, her year of birth, 1984. Her song choice by Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It?
Come on. You must understand that the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. I resist the track. It's physical, only logical, yeah. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when the heart can be broken? I've been taking on a new direction, and I have to say, ooh, I've been thinking about my own protection. It scares me to feel this way. Oh, what's love? Ooh, what's it got to do with it? What's love?
To me, the song sounded very karaoke, and it wasn't the best I've heard out of her, and I've noticed that every week she is very pitchy. I would not be surprised if America votes her off this week. Steve comments, you opened a can of dee-doo. J-Lo states, you have a specific flavor, but consistently pitchy. Randy states, not great, as he noticed from last week, she is also very pitchy. Paul McDonald took the stage next, year of birth, 1984, and he chose to sing Why They Call It the Blues by Elton John.
What up, yo? Come on, baby.
Don't be shit away. Don't look at it like, yeah, it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things could only get better. And while I'm away, come on, baby, I tossed out the demons inside. And it won't be long before you and me run to the place in our hearts we'll hide. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, laughing like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. And where out you go? Hey, but I cry in the night if it
first thing I noticed about him, he was awful pitchy, and earlier in the show it was stated that a bug was going around the mansion, and well, we can see it now, that it's just not one person that it is affecting, it's everybody. He also sounded pretty winded throughout the performance. J-Lo said she felt like he was struggling with the cold. Randy stated he was not going to give him a pass due to the cold, but it was alright. Steve states, "You are a cool dude with a loose mood." Up next, we had Thea Maguia. Born in 1995, she chose to sing Colors of the Wind from the Pocahontas soundtrack.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? As the eagle tell him where he's been. You can sing with all the voices of a mountain. You can paint with all the colors of the wind. You can paint with all
like I said last week, if I didn't know her age, I would say she was an adult. And with this, do we have to worry about her voice changing, or has it already? And this is what scares me about her. Pretty good performance, Randy states, that the vocals were okay, but nothing special. Steve states, you sang beautiful, but is this who you are? J-Lo states, her vibrato needs work. Up next on the stage, we have James Durbin, born in 1989, and his song choice, Bon Jovi's I'll Be There For You.
They say you cried a thousand rivers. Now you're swimming for shore. You left me drowning in my tears. You won't save me anymore. But I pray to God who give me one more chance, girl. I'll be there for you. These my words, I swear to you. When you breathe, I wanna be there for you. I'll be there for you. I live and I die for you. I steal the sun of the sky for you.
He was a little pitchy from the get-go, but he found himself around the course and did a lot better. But I know he can do a heap better, and I have seen it. Steve said, "Don't get poppy on me," while J-Lo states that he brings so much joy to her. Randy commented that there was a couple of pitchy problems, but you did justice, and it was tastefully done. Haley was up next, born in 1990. She sang "I'm Your Baby Tonight" by Whitney Houston.
was out of my mind. I never believed in my love at first sight. But you got a magic bullet that I just can't explain. You got a way that you're making me feel like I feel like I can do anything for you, baby.
She did not have a great performance, but with the colds and stuff going around the house, I really don't think anyone at this point was having stellar performances. J-Lo stated she had a lot of character in her voice, but still is very tense on stage. Randy told her he is very confused with her genre choices and not sure who she is. Steve said, "Your voice is very distinct, but would like to hear her sing people like Janis Joplin." I kind of agree with him there. I'd like to see her do some Janis Joplin. She's got some rasp in her voice that characterizes Janis's voice, and I think it would do her a lot of justice to try and do that if she gets that possibility. Stefano Langone was up next, born in 1989. He sang "If You Don't Know Me By Now" by Simply Red, and this song was written by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff and recorded by the Jersey Soul musical group Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
If you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me. Ooh. All the things that we've been through, you should understand me just like I understand you. Oh, don't get so excited when I come home a little late at night, 'cause we both only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. If you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me. No, you won't.
He had an awesome performance, in my opinion. Up to this point, it was the best I had seen. Randy states, "Best of the night, and you slayed it." Steve stated awesome phrasing, while J-Lo said it was a perfect song for him. Up next, we have Pia Toscano, born in 1988. Her song choice is Where Do Broken Hearts Go by Whitney Houston. Second Whitney Houston song of the night. Was she overplayed? I believe so. I don't think that two people ought to be singing the same song in the same night, or not the same song, rather, same artist in the same night.
I know it's been some time, but there's something on my mind. You see, I haven't been the same since that cold November day. So here I am, and can you please tell me, oh, where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way home? Back to the open arms of a love.
It was good, but it wasn't the best I had seen out of her. Steve states, "You are why this show is called American Idol." J-Lo stated, "Glad to hear you sing something up-tempo." While Randy comments, "Amazing vocals every week." Scotty McCreery, born 1993, was up next. His performance of "Can I Trust You With My Heart" by Travis Tritt was a fairly good performance.
When you meet that certain someone you've been searching hard to find, it's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? Can I cast my cares upon you? Can you scare a heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that long and winding road? If you promise me these things, I can guarantee you can always count on me. When two hearts surrender, yet I've sworn to understand, it completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So don't misunderstand me, I don't wanna go too far without knowing just one answer, girl. Can I trust you with my heart?
Glad to see him sticking with what he is so used to. That way we can see him grow as an artist. But I'm still worried that when we get to the producer's picks and other weeks that he might buckle. But I guess we'll have to wait and see about that. J-Lo states, "You pushed it out there. Keep growing." Randy comments, "You did Travis proud and we believe in you." Steve commented, "Really good, man." Karen Rodriguez, born in 1989, was next to hit the stage with "What Love Will Lead You Back" by Taylor Dane.
Saying goodbye is never an easy thing, but you never said can't stay forever. So if you must go, well, darling, I'll set you free. But I know in time that we'll be together.
Not a very good performance at all. Way pitchy, just boring. And she's throwing a lot of Spanish in her songs. And while I don't mind this, this is not Mexican Idol or Mexico Idol. And not all Americans understand Spanish. I mean, what is she saying? I can't understand her at all. And to me, that just drives me away from voting from her at all. Randy said, it started rough, but it picked up near the chorus, and I don't even agree with him there. It was rough completely throughout the whole thing. J-Lo says you attacked it, but don't try and hit notes that you're not comfortable with. Steve came with, I love when you break into your ethnic what-it-isness. Casey Abrams, born in 1991, was the first to bring a Nirvana song to American Idol. Go Casey. About time someone did. He was playing electric bass tonight and singing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Singing from 1991, Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
No one's ever done a Nirvana song or taken that on an idol before. Are you nervous that, like, that people out there will say, well, I don't get that?
I hope they're gonna get it. I mean, the thing is, what I really like doing is taking risks musically. You know, I think I took huge risks with the last two songs I did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
yes, you did.
And I think it played to my advantage. The thing is this too big of a risk? I don't care. I'm gonna try it.
With you.
It defines a generation.
It sure does.
Yeah.
It sure does.
I'm taking on a big song. Yeah.
You bet. All right. So do good time. Feel good.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stupid and contagious. Here we are now, entertaining.
While it was not a stellar performance, it was good. Steve stated he was so good and he is so crazy. J-Lo came with, "It was a risk, but all your performances are pleasant." Randy says, "You love taking risks, and I love it." Lauren Alana, born in 1994, came to the stage tonight with the flu and put on a rockin' performance by Melissa Etheridge and the song, "I'm the Only One."
Please, baby, can't you see my mind's a burning flame? I got razors and ribbons, and tearing and ripping, my heart is gonna break. Tonight you told me that you ache for something new, and some other woman's been looking like something that might be good for you. Go on and hold her till the screaming is gone. Go on, believe her when she tells you nothing's wrong.
States, you have a very strong voice. Randy stated, cold or not, very nice, and you should have a cold every week. Steve replies, very good, and you should get strep all the time. I mean, what's strep and cold have to... them things are two different things, and yeah, Steve, I think you need to learn your words there. Jacob Lusk was the last to hit the stage tonight. Born in 1987, he sang Alone by heart.
I hear the ticking of a clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, and I hope that it won't end up alone. Yeah. Oh, until now.
And this was the first week that I actually enjoyed his performance, but I still think he should go for an opera genre. Randy states it was a very nice performance. Steve said, "Your mama can't sing, but you can." J-Lo comments, "You give yourself to every song." The judges stated that the overall night of the show was great and that people are really bringing it. Now for the results show. For the opening of tonight's results show, we had the top 12 singing Born to Be Wild. It was a very nice arrangement overall. Idol also released another episode of the Ford commercial, and near the end, America seen a sign, possibly with relationship status. And on the screen, we had Haley Reinhart and Stefano Langone. So can anyone confirm that these two are a couple? I'd like to hear your thoughts and comments about that, and how they would be as a couple. I mean, I'd like to see them do a duet myself. So also tonight, we had Louis DeWise and the Black Eyed Peas doing live performances. Lee gave a fairly boring show with his new single, Beautiful Like You. And also the Black Eyed Peas gave a boring show with their release of the new single as well, Just Can't Get Enough. Up first to take a spot on the bottom three, we had Haley Reinhart. Up next to hit the chairs was Naima Ariapo. And lastly, we had Karen Rodriguez, and this was the bottom three. And America, you have voted. And Karen Rodriguez, you are not the next American Idol. She sang Hero by Mariah Carey to try to get the judges to save, and the judges voted no to not keeping her. See ya, Karen, and keep your head up and try again next year.
That's all, folks.